Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 13 and ending in verse 17. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. As for us, we can't help but thank God for you, dear brothers and sisters loved by the Lord. We are always thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation, a salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy and through your belief in the truth. He called you to salvation when we told you the good news. Now you can share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. With all these things in mind, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and keep a strong grip on the teaching we passed on to you both in person and by letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal comfort and a wonderful hope, comfort you and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. Once again, that was 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 13 through 17 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. You will always be tempted to take shortcuts unless you remember His love and truth. We consume so much information every day, from music to TV to social media to games to conversations to work. Allow the Word of God to shape your thinking, attitude, and action more than anything or anyone else. Soak in God's Word and hold tightly to it. Follow Him even when you want to go your own way. Verse 14 says that believers share in the glory of Christ Jesus. The Thessalonians were suffering, yet Paul declared that they were sharing in the glory of Christ. Jesus suffered and was raised in glory. Don't exchange temporary happiness for the incredible life God has in store for you, a life that shares Christ's suffering and glory. It is all about Jesus. As you get closer to Him, you want less of you and more of His life. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What can you do to allow the Word of God to shape you more than any media? Why is it so important for Christians to be ready to suffer with Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.